you a state, a veritable household pet. Something he took with him when he left. I've got a problem with authority figures. You're omnipotent, you're grinning in the mirror. And I wish I would find something else to go with. But every time I try to push, it comes back with a vengeance. And hurt it might not run, I'm
Hey, welcome back to the tape. That was Heartless Land by Morning Bun off an upcoming record called Anti-Dune, which is not opposed to sci-fi, I don't think, but...
I don't know. It sounded pretty, like...
pastoral.
Really anti-Lisan al-Gaib.
Exactly. Jamie, I do think that we're going to be coming back to this record once it comes out.
I'm excited for it.
Do you know why?
It's a good vibe.
It's because track three is called... Angel Hernandez Worst Calls Compilation.
Oh, God. I have searched that on YouTube so many times.
Exactly.
I'm almost mad that they're going to clog the algorithm for mm-hmm. when I search again. But well, it's okay. You know, it's fine.
Well, the record also gives a special thank you to Angel Hernandez MLB and the MLBUA for allowing Morning Bun to use his likeness on this record.
Oh, so, I love that. That's great.
So I'm excited to see what Angel Hernandez Worst Calls compilation sounds like. That record comes out October 17th, so only about a month for you and I to wait. Before that, we had new music from Kylie V, some more sort of folky stuff. I think that's banjo on two consecutive tracks.
Congratulations, Kylie!
That was Distance by Kylie V. And before that, we had new music from Bloom Effect, the opener from their new record, Ocelon, called Luna. I don't know if you know this, Jamie, but that means moon.
Oh, Spanish. Very good.
Yeah, there we go. That's my 2 years of university Spanish coming in handy. Up next, well, you know we had to do it. It's been a while since we had new music from the Golden Age of Wrestling, and now that it has arrived, it's everything. A double A-side released with fantastic new album art, the alter ego of Devours, the Glambient alter ego.
I'm concerned about the rivalry between the two of them.
Yeah, if you've been following along on social media, things have gotten heated. There's some stalking involved. Sorry, Devours, we're going to play your arch rivals track here. This is Stanley Park, Ravers. It's a slow build. Once it gets there, though, oh my goodness. Enjoy. Thank you. Welcome back to the mixtape. That was some new poppy stuff from a band called Dollhead, who are an electro-punk metal duo hailing from Vancouver, BC. I don't know how much electro-punk metal was in that. Definitely some electro.
You can see that what they were aspiring to.
Certainly. They're called Dollhead. The record is called Stop. And, you know, why not start with a song that starts with Make Way for Menopause? You know? It's a little outside of our wheelhouse, but an experience
We do think that we should, in fact, make way for it.
Totally. Before that, we had the inimitable The Golden Age of Wrestling with the track Stanley Park Ravers. I assume that's off an upcoming album, not yet announced, but as for now, off a double A-side, which I think you can only find on YouTube. And so far, I've made a comment every time I've played it on the radio, so I think I might have to make another comment saying that I played it on the radio
there
again.
And
now we have about 10 minutes left, and I think, Jamie, we're going to take a bit of an interesting detour into some sort of like punky, metal-y, proggy stuff. We'll see how long we have. The next band we're going to play is a Nordic metal duo out of Vancouver called Fjord. And this track is called Ship Sets Sail.
May the winds blow up on high. May the lightning smash the sky. But we few cherries in the pig boat snow. There's thunder rolling down below. Down in the torrid brine. All down in the torrid brine. You can hear them tender souls out on eternal patrol. Voices ringing out in the deep, restless carrying us to sleep. Down in the torrid brine, all down in the torrid brine. Rig for it now. Fish 1, 2, 3, punching holes in the deep blue sea. Down in the torrid brine, all down in the torrid brine. To fame, and the bonefish is her name. Up from 1700 feet to send old Yamamoto's fleet down to the torrid brine, all down to the torrid brine. And when you feel the coast is clear, that's when she'll be drawing near. Turn and show us that old.
Jamie.
Jazzy.
That is it for this week's episode of the Vancouver Mixtape.
Yee-hoo.
Yee-hoo. You just heard the Dreadnoughts from their record Polka Pit. That was called The Torrid Brine, as you might have inferred from the title.
Dreadnoughts is probably the most appropriate name for that band.
Totally.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Ship Set Sail by Fjord, the Nordic metal duo playing and recording out of Vancouver, BC. That's where we play all of our music from.
Yep.
Here at the Mixtape, unless I mistakenly play something from Vancouver, Washington.
Boo!
Oops. That didn't happen this week, but it may occur in an episode that I've already recorded for while I'm away. We'll see if that makes it to air, or if Jamie and I can actually get our stuff together to record even more, or maybe Jamie will do an episode without me. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Throwbacks,
anyway,
throwbacks.
We love you lots, and we're very grateful for you listening to the show, and we can't wait to see you again. So, take care.
Love you.
Bye.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Patrice Robertson, right now you're listening to Western D's Culture Shock on CJSF 90.1 FM with Nasty Jag Song.
Yes, yes, yes.